Biologists say they've found the key to a new anti-malarial drug which kills the parasite with a salt overdose. It's the first new discovery in the fight against malaria in 20 years. Professor Kieran Kirk and his team at the Australian National University worked with researchers from the United States and Singapore to make the discovery. When I spoke to him, Professor Kirk told me that understanding how the drug works will enable researchers to track its long-term effectiveness and to detect whether the malaria parasite develops resistance.
So the work was actually done by a student, Natalie Spillman, who spent 4 years researching this, and we started with some basic biology questions. We knew the parasite invaded red blood cells and grew inside the red blood, so we knew the red blood cells full of salt, and we just wondered how the parasite dealt with that. And what Natalie showed was that the parasite's actually very leaky. The salt comes pouring in, but then it has a very effective molecular pump that sends the salt out again. So the parasite is all the time pumping salt out. We identified the particular protein that we thought was responsible. And we did this finished this bit of work about 18 months ago, and then almost the same week, a paper came out from a consortium based in Singapore in the United States, and they had developed a new class of anti-malarial drug. They had discovered it. They knew that a particular protein played some sort of role, but they didn't know how the drug worked. They didn't know what the protein's role was. And as soon as we looked at the protein, we recognized that it was our salt pump. So we then got together with the groups from Singapore and the US, and sure enough, they sent us their compound, their new anti-malarial drug, and sure enough, it was a very effective blocker of the salt pump, and as soon as you added it to the parasite, within minutes, the parasite immediately filled up with salt. So we realized then that we now understood how this new drug works. The drug works by stopping the salt pump, parasite fills up with salt in it, and it dies.
That's a fantastic example of collaboration, international collaboration, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And it's the first real discovery in what, two decades, about 20 years, isn't it?
In terms of the newness, so the drug is actually in quite advanced clinical trials now. Novartis is putting it into their treating. It's in phase 2 clinical trials. They're treating patients who have malaria just to see if the drug works. And where the newness comes in is that there are clinical trials going on all the time, but this is actually the first genuinely new chemical structure that we've had that kills malaria parasites that has got this far, that has got into advanced clinical trials for 20 years. Up until now, it tends to be combinations of old drugs combined in novel ways, chemical modifications of drugs that we've known for some time that have worked. But this is brand new. This has never been used before, and this is why it's quite exciting, because it is a brand new way to kill parasites, and we now know how it kills parasites.
We have, of course, seen over the years malaria evolve and develop resistance to existing drugs. You mentioned some of the sort of the mixtures of drugs there that are used at the moment.
Yes.
What are the chances of, say, the malaria parasite, might move to other parts of our blood circulation system, so moves away from the red blood cells and decides to sit somewhere else? Is that totally unrealistic, or what are the chances?
Look, I think that the parasite won't do that. The parasite and us have been together for many, many millions of years, and the parasite is very highly adapted to living inside our red blood cells. But you're quite right, what it can do and what it has done, what it has always done, each time we've had a new malaria drug, either quickly or sometimes over a longer period, it has developed resistance. So it stays inside the red blood cell. It's always going to be a red blood cell parasite, but it can change, it can mutate in ways that make it ultimately resistant to the drugs we use. And so far, history tells us every drug we've developed, just about, and maybe every drug, the parasite has shown it's been able to become resistant. And that's the worry with any new anti-malarial. If this one goes through into the field, the next question will be, will the parasite become resistant? And that's why understanding the mechanism is a major advantage, because if we know how the drug works, we can then look at the parasite, see if the drug's continuing to work. Is the parasite able to change its pump so that our compounds don't block it anymore? That's the sort of questions we can ask. It gives us an advantage. This won't eradicate malaria, but understanding this gives us an advantage in this sort of constant us against the parasite, with it developing resistance and us developing new drugs.
And this, of course, would be relevant for malaria around the globe, wouldn't it? I mean, there aren't sort of types of malaria where this wouldn't be relevant.
Well, that's the hope. There are different types of malaria. I mean, humans get 5 different types of malaria. There's one that Plasmodium falciparum is the one that kills most people. It's currently being tested against that most deadly, the most virulent of the parasites. All the indications are good that this will be effective very broadly, perhaps against the other types as well. So the hope is that if it goes through the clinical trial successfully, it would be a drug that would apply throughout the tropical world, everywhere there is malaria.
Professor Kieran Kirk of the Australian National University there.